I have my coworker Gina to thank for this photo. So Gina, if you're listening to this, thank you. She came into work one day and she said, there's a whole bunch of butterflies out in this garden in front of the student union. You should bring your camera and get a picture. So that's exactly what I did. It was either the next day or the day after that I brought the old classic, the 7100 plus the 50 millimeter lens. And I chose that specifically because I knew that I could get kind of up close and personal. If there's a bunch of butterflies flying around, they're not quite as skittish as other insects. And monarchs like this will really let you get closer to them compared to some other bugs. And they're nice and big. So a 50 millimeter lens is great. You don't have to zoom in super far or crop in super far. You don't need to get super close like a macro lens, because you don't get enough context if you were to get really close, like inches away. So you can be a foot away from these things and get some really cool pictures. And it doesn't require much in the way of equipment. You could get this camera or this picture. Well, okay, you couldn't get this exact picture with a kit lens. You would need a 50, because I did shoot this with a wide aperture. I went out to the gardens with my camera, my 50, and my D7100, and I shot a bunch at just f1.8, and I didn't care about the consequences. I knew that depth of field is really unwieldy. The slightest bit of focusing front or back would result in a ill-focused picture. But, you know, it was just a fun opportunity to go do that. So I did, and I shot several pictures. Only took maybe 5 minutes out there, but I came back with several pictures that a lot of them turned out pretty good. This particular one I liked because it has some foreground, and that's something I don't normally do in these types of pictures. I don't normally add a foreground element. And to be fair, I didn't add this. This was there. I'm looking through the branches of something as I photographed this butterfly. And I really like that it added this depth to the image. You got the sky in the back, the flowers in the back, the butterfly, and then this thing in the front, which doesn't, I intentionally focused this or composed this so that it didn't obscure the butterfly, but it gave a sense of presence and context to the butterfly. And it makes me feel like the viewer of this picture is kind of peering into or peeking into the butterfly's world a little bit. And it makes it seem kind of neat, kind of cool. So it was fun to do that. And it was a reminder that, you know, with all these other cameras I always talk about, the Fuji and my D750 and the 7200 lens and all that, you don't need anything fancy. This camera is a couple hundred dollars now, and the lens is like $150. You don't need anything fancy to get good pictures.